psychological work and her letters and comments. A few weeks ago, Ramana gave me a short glimpse of the self for the first time in my life. Since that day, I am back on the way. He made me realize that there is nothing more important in life than the self, and that all my effort should be directed towards this goal. I feel deeply attracted to the teachings of the Ribbu Gita, but I have some questions and doubts regarding this topic. What is your view on the importance of psychological work on a spiritual path? Many Western spiritual teachers seem to stress the importance of such work as a preparation for the Advaita path, which requires maturity. On the other hand, reading Advaita texts like Ribbu Gita, one gets the impression that one should leave all psychological work behind to give no importance to the unreal in order to abide in the awareness of the self. The latter corresponds to my own insight, which was granted to me by this deep experience a few weeks ago. I still see a contradiction between these two, between the direct path of Advaita Vedanta and the necessity of psychological work as a preparation for that direct path. Are there any circumstances under which it is suggested or necessary to do psychological work? A German devotee. Those who sincerely follow the teachings of Sri Ramana Maharishi have at their disposal a means to bypass psychological work and be free from identifying with the mind, which is the source of all problems. Bhagavan has said, where psychology ends, there philosophy begins. He said this when a visitor commented that the West looks upon the mind as the highest principle. The mind is not the highest principle. It is but a tool, an unwieldy one for many. It is a bad master, but a good servant. A raging fire fed by thoughts. A thief who steals away our essential peace and happiness. It is true that a steady mind and a balanced emotional life is an asset to a spiritual aspirant. In fact, for all people of all ages, it is beneficial. But the values of modern society have turned the mind of mankind to interests and activities that dramatically deviate from our essential nature of purity and oneness. The mind of man is disturbed, confused, and longs for peace. Psychology attempts to heal the mind and settle the disturbing emotions. When once the aspirant understands the nature of the mind, understands that our greatest glory manifests when the mind or ego ceases to exist, then there is no need to analyze its qualities and dwell on its modes or to heal it. He or she should simply try to see what the mind is, and like a thief, when sought, it will disappear. Ask, whose mind is it? Seek within for the answer, and the mind will vanish along with all its problems. Peace and perfection will reign. The novelty of Bhagavan's teachings is that it cuts through the maze of the mind and takes us straight to the self, we should not strive for anything less. Editor.